This interview is with Ms. Bessie Thomas Diggs Eaton of 376 East Washington Avenue, apartment C57 in Bridgeport, Connecticut. The date is November 26, 1982. Mrs. Diggs Eaton, was your family an extended family? I'll begin with questions about your family and its makeup, okay? And this is, I'm also talking about your early childhood, all right, when you were little. Was your family an extended one? You know what I mean? Did more people live with you and your mother than your sisters and brothers? Did an aunt or cousins or
your mother? In Richmond?
Yes.
No, just a family.
Just your family
just
together?
Family, yeah.
Okay. How many people were there in your household?
There was my mother and father, my brother, my sister, and myself. My mother had seven children, but only three of us lived to be of age. I mean, grew up. Yes. The others died in infancy. So only three of us lived to grow up.
Mm-hmm. Was the place where your family, where your parents lived, place where you lived your parents' original home?
Yeah, that was our original home.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
My father, we had, of course he owned the two houses, but one was rented and the other we lived in. We all lived there until I was the first one to get married. I looked, and to tell you the truth, that I was 18 years old.
Oh, 10 years.
Uh-huh. So then I had the two children.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband died about 5 years. No, I think it was 5 years, but she was 5 years old when he died, my oldest daughter.
At what age did you come to Bridgeport?
When I was 25.
Oh, so.
I've been here for 75 years, almost 75 years now.
Yeah, gee. When you came here, was it during the time when you were with your first husband, or were you by yourself when you came here?
I mean. Oh yeah, I was alone when I came here. I came here on a visit, and I met my husband here.
Uh-huh.
And the next year we were married, and then I came to Bridgeport to live, and I was married when I was 25 years old.
Almost.
And I had the two children by my first marriage.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Uh-huh. When you moved here, did you rent your home at first?
Oh, that was my mother's home. She sold it after I came here. My sister came here to visit me. Well, she stayed here quite a while until she got a job, and she decided to stay. So she stayed here, and I don't know how old Ella was when she first came here, but she married a man that she met here, and she died about, how many years, Ella?
1978.
She died.
She died.
Yeah. But he's still alive. He's the same age as I am.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to find out where you lived when you came to Bridgeport.
What place I lived?
Yes.
I lived on Broad Street. I couldn't tell you the number of the house or where the house was. I know it was on Broad Street.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I know.
Yes.
I can't remember
who owned it.
I don't know who owned it. We rented. We rented the apartment.
Uh-huh. You don't know who you were renting from?
I don't know who the landlord was.
An agency? You paid rent to an agency? Someone who took care of it?
I think he paid it to the person he rented it from. I'm not sure. I don't know. I didn't take care of
oh,
it.
Oh, because your, oh, I see. Uh-huh. Because your husband took care of it, you don't know who it
was. I don't know.
Oh, gee. All right, so that means that during your childhood, you attended school in
Richmond. Richmond, Virginia. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and this is where you went to elementary school and then?
To normal school.
Uh-huh. And you finished elementary school, on to normal school, and?
Stayed until graduation time.
Stayed until graduation time, and?
I failed in arithmetic, and I never went back to school.
So you completed all courses in normal school except arithmetic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What was the name of the school where you went in Virginia? Do you remember?
No.
Navy Hill one?
No, it wasn't Navy Hill. That's where an elementary school I went to.
Navy Hill Elementary?
Maybe it was elementary school. I went from there to normal school. All I know it was 13 blocks from where I lived. So I don't know. I can't tell the name of the of normal school.
Okay.
I can't remember.
That's all right.
But it was, of course, a colored. We had white teachers, but they were colored. It was a colored school. We had a white principal, but it was a colored school.
Oh, yes.
Colored normal school. And I was the only one in Richmond, so anybody who knew about Richmond knew about what I'm talking about.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. I think that's what you're talking about is typical of quite a few places in Virginia, especially.
Yeah. This is Richmond.
Yes.
This is in Richmond. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You were saying that when you married at 18 that you eloped.
Yeah, we eloped.
Yeah. Why? Did you date before you married your first husband?
Oh, yes. We went together. I don't guess we've been together more than about a year because I was young. He was just about the same age as I was.
Oh, yeah.
And we've been there about the same age.
Was that your first boyfriend?
No, I had other boyfriends, but no, he wasn't the first one. But
How old were you when you started dating?
Well, I tell you, I was in normal school, and I hadn't been having boyfriends coming to visit me.
Mm.
But very often coming from school, the boys would like, if they liked you, they would want to take your books, you know. But somebody wrote my father a letter and told him that I was coming from normal school with some boy and he was carrying my books, and they left me at the corner of 6th and Lee Street. So when he got this letter, he was quite upset. So he said to me, he said, Bessie, I don't want you to ever let anybody walk with you, park the way home, and leave you, and you come home alone. He said, this is your home. Your company brings you home, and then they go about their business. But he said, never leave you in the street to come home by yourself. He said, this is your home. Now, if you want to have company, they come here to visit you. They don't leave you in the street. And he gave me a good lecture on that. So from then on, I had a special boyfriend then that I thought I liked very much. And the family always thought I was going to marry him, although I was young. But they were sure that I was going to marry their brother. And the mother did too. They thought I was going to marry him. But I went to it for a while, and the other boys, because Union University was right there in Richmond, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the Union boys would come down to visit the girls in the city. And there were three of us. One friend lived on the same side of the street, but she lived about a block away. And then my closest friend was right across the street from me. And the same boys would go to each one of their homes, you know. Especially Sunday afternoon. One Sunday afternoon, there were 23 of them. All of them. visit all three of us. I used to go to, I went to one or two of the boys. Cool, no, one of them thought that I was going to die here too, but I didn't. So,
oh,
so I had quite a few boys that was in school.
All right, okay. All right, now, and you married at 18.
Yeah.
And then this husband passed. When?
Oh, yeah, he died about 5 years after my daughter was 5 years
so
old.
So when
he died.
Yes, okay. Now, and then you came to Bridgeport.
But I married. But I came, I went to my brother's, my uncle, my cousin. He had a big, he took care of the first floor of this big, I called it a mansion, it was a beautiful place. And he had charge of the dining rooms and the kitchen, and he took charge of that.
Is that here in Bridgeport?
Oh, that was in Philadelphia.
Okay. Well, how did that lead to your getting here in Bridgeport?
Yes, it did, because I met a girl, and I was getting ready to come to Richmond because my mother was in Richmond, and she had my two children there with her. Mm-hmm. And I was getting ready to go home to the children. And so she said to me, she said, I'm going up to Connecticut on 2 weeks vacation. She said, why don't you come and go with me? I said, oh, I can't. I said, I've got to go home because I had my children there. So my mother, she had come up to Philadelphia. And she was there anyway. And I said to her when I went home, I said, Susan asked me to come to go with her to Bridgeport because she was going on her vacation. And she thought it'd be nice if I could go with her. And so I said, I told her I couldn't go because I was going home to the children. She said, well, that's it. She said, you can go home anytime, but if you got a chance to go visiting some place you've never been, you've never traveled much, so why don't you go? So she encouraged me, and I came to Bridgeport, and that's when I met Mr. Eaton. I was there for 2 weeks. So afterwards, I went home. Every day, I got a special delivery from that man. From the day I left Philadelphia until I got back to Richmond, I got a special delivery letter from him every day. Sometimes a telegram. So he came to Richmond. We were married in Richmond.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he came to Richmond.
When you came here to visit, where did you stay? You and your girlfriend?
I stayed with a friend of this girl.
Mm-hmm.
Her name was Mrs. Dawson.
Okay.
I stayed with Mrs. Dawson for the 2 weeks that I was visiting.
Okay, so he, you went back home. He was courting via mail.
Uh-huh.
He came to Richmond, married you, and brought you back to Bridgeport.
That's right. Uh-huh.
And this is when you lived on Broad Street.
That's right. When I first came back, I lived on Broad Street. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, and it was only, this was your first job, this was the first time that you worked when you came.
I never worked before in my life.
Until you came to Bridgeport to work.
I never thought, you see, the girls down south, those that I knew anyway, they didn't work unless, and if they got married, they surely didn't work because the husbands seldom let them take a job after they got married. The husband took care of them. So I didn't know anything about going to work. I didn't know what going to work meant. So it was just accidental that I got a job here. I knew a girl and she was the house. Was that the best job I had? Yeah. She was leaving Reed's that was the way it was. And she said to me, she said, that would be a nice job for you if you wanted to work. So I said, well, I guess it would be all right. So I went to work, and I went to work in Reeds. I can just barely go back that far to remember.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. Whatever you can remember.
So anyway, I think Reeds was the first. As far as you know, is it ours?
I think so, Mom. Daddy didn't want you to work either.
No. So,
I'm sure
Mom
did.
Needed one. So they wanted me.
Okay. Now, what, did the war, was there a war going on during this time? You told me earlier that you were working with in a factory. Happened later?
Yeah, later. Oh, yes. After, sure. After my husband died. Wasn't it after your father died? He died in 29.
No.
That was before.
But you were.
Okay, but World War One. What effect did that have any kind of effect on you in 1917 or 18?
How do you mean?
Was anyone in your family involved in it? Any brothers?
My mother was here with me at that time.
Uh huh.
My mother. She sold a home in Richmond.
And came.
And she came here
to live.
And bought a home on Connecticut Avenue. That's what she did. That was my home on Connecticut Avenue. But I first came to Bridgeport. After I had been married, she came to Bridgeport.
Uh-huh.
And we all stayed together for a while before she bought that house.
Mama, you lived on Newfield Avenue for a while. That house was close to St. Louis.
That was before?
When Aunt Etta came, that's where you were. And then Grandma came to visit and bought the house. So Grandma decided to come and live in Bridgeport too. She came to visit, bought the house in Connecticut Avenue. So then everybody moved over to Connecticut Avenue.
Yeah, that's the way it was.
Okay.
And
Grandma
and Aunt Etta lived upstairs, and Daddy and us lived downstairs.
Was they, all right, but the thing that I was trying to get to is that during, you know, World War One that took mm-hmm. place in the beginning, 1917, and that no one in your family was involved in that war.
Nobody
so
was,
it didn't particularly.
Not in World War One, no.
Okay. Now, as far as your work is concerned, did the work you do require any particular skill? Did you have a trade of any kind?
Oh, or you just I told you I worked for the WPA and how I did the sewing and then that closed down.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I went. I'm all mixed up about it.
That's okay.
I can't.
Well,
whatever
you
can remember.
You went to work in Reeds, didn't you? And the various other places.
It doesn't matter that doesn't count. I want to hear about the work that you were doing that was, you remember when you were working, say you were working with the machine?
WPA?
Yes.
Well, that's what I was doing. I was sewing. And I told you the woman raised everybody's
salary
but mine. After that, they even recall the raise that they gave the others because I wasn't a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
This woman that came down from Hartford, she took care of that.
Mm-hmm.
And as I told you, the woman, she got fired, the woman.
Who didn't give you the raise got fired.
She didn't get it. I don't know, well, that was the cause of it, but she wasn't there long after that.
Well, now, what happened with this incident wherein they didn't realize that you were black?
They didn't realize that until this man came in, and I knew him, and he knew me, and he knew that they didn't hire black people.
In this WPA job you had?
This was doing No, that wasn't a WPA job.
This was another job.
This is a war job. This is when I was working for World War II.
Mm-hmm.
That's when that happened, because he knew he was very friendly with one of the white girls, and he came in there one day, and he spoke over not hiring black people. He said, "Well, you do, because Ms. Eaton is black. She's not white." Mm-hmm.
What kind of work was that you were doing during World War II?
I told you I was on this machine. Uh-huh. That we weren't supposed to involve the kind of work we were doing or what we had to do or anything. Uh-huh. So that's why I call it a secret service job.
Uh-huh.
So, of course, when the job was over, they didn't replace me. Didn't give me another job.
But they gave everyone else received another job, except you. Well, this was a job with, you know, it was a government job.
Yeah.
It was not illegal during this time for them to discriminate and not hire blacks as they were doing?
Huh?
You say that they had a policy to only hire whites.
Yeah.
But they had hired you by mistake because they thought you were white.
That's what they did.
There was no policy that kept them from doing this with government jobs?
Evidently not. I don't know. All I knew, I stayed there until the job closed.
Uh-huh.
But the boss, the man that was over this department, he changed his attitude right around.
After he found out
I wasn't white. And then they all left. He gave them all jobs, but he didn't give me anything to do. Mm. but that's all right. Everything turns out all
okay.
Right.
Now, guess what my next question is?
What?
Were you aware of discrimination during your early adulthood? And I would say that you knew.
Because I was
this
young. Before I came to Bridgeport?
No, I mean in Bridgeport. I know that you just cited one incident where you were aware of it.
Uh-huh.
Were there any other that you can remember?
Where I was concerned?
Yes.
No, I never even thought about that. Uh-huh. Because so many that I worked with were black, so I never thought anything about
that.
Oh,
yes. Okay. Were you still having children at this time?
I had my last child when I was 42 years old.
Who delivered your children?
Huh?
Who delivered your children here in Bridgeport?
The doctors. Dr. Wise delivered delivered John, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see.
In the hospital?
The only child that I had at home was Tom, because Dr. Blackman delivered me when Tom was born. You were born in Bridgeport Hospital, weren't you?
Yeah, I think we were all born in the hospital, maybe except Tom.
Only Tom wasn't.
Yeah, I don't know why Tom.
No, Tom wasn't, because Dr. Blackman delivered me when Tom was born. But rest of them were born in the hospital. Dr. Blackman delivered Scott too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. During this time, was there a need for mission work? Were there families who were needy or needed clothes and food, so that you black people were helping each other in this way?
I don't know. I never took care of any of the business part of it. I don't know.
No, I mean, you know, how families grew up beside each other, and sometimes one would need assistance, and instead of having welfare at that time, we just helped each other to grow, you know.
Welfare?
No. Were there any families who were needy so that you would have to help each other out during this time? To give clothes to other people or?
I don't remember.
No, okay.
I don't remember that.
Okay. All right. I want to go move on to another phase. Were you a housewife any time during the time that you were married exclusively? I mean, did you work all of the time?
Oh, I didn't work until.
Until you came, I know, until you were 25.
Did you work until? Oh, I never worked before I was 25.
I know.
Never worked.
Did you work for a long time after you came to Bridgeport? Did you just since you seem to have gotten jobs very easily,
well,
and even though you weren't looking particularly.
Well, anyhow, I think Reed's was the last place I worked.
Uh-huh. When was that?
I think Reed was the last place, but I couldn't tell you.
When?
I couldn't tell you that. You know, I'm hard on dates. Escape me. I can't remember dates too well. But I can't tell you.
Okay. Well, by the time that you were, I know now, because I was about to ask you, by the time you were 45, were all your children grown? But that couldn't be because you had the last one at 42. So, when your children were grown, were you still working? When all your children were grown, did you still continue to work?
I didn't work while I was in pregnancy. No,
yes.
I didn't work while I was in pregnancy.
By the time that John got grown, were you still working?
Well, by the time John got born?
Grown. By the time he became an adult, were you still working then?
I wasn't working.
You really didn't work much past 42. That's a fact. Mama really didn't. And one reason, if you remember, was because you had an illness. So Mama really didn't work much past 42.
I'm getting to that.
She doesn't remember, since she's becoming
okay.
confused. But what she has to remember is that she did have an illness that prevented her from
okay.
working, and then she didn't work
anymore. Okay, well, I'm going to get to her health, though, yeah. So she would eventually
yeah,
have gotten
it. Uh-huh.
Okay. So my next question is about the condition of your health during this time.
Before I was married, I had all the children's diseases. When Iris was born, 9 days after she was born, I think it was 9 days, I came down with scarlet fever.
Mm-hmm.
And they took me into isolation. And I never saw her anymore for 49 days. That's how long I was in isolation. And that was when Iris was born. That was my first child. But since then, I haven't had when Tom was born,
What about?
That's what I'm telling you. When Tom was born, Dr. Blackman delivered me. And he had delivered somebody who had blood poison. And he came, delivered me while he got it and came and delivered me, and I got blood poison. I had to have a trained nurse. I don't know how long Mrs. Selleck was there. But she was there for an awful long time when Tom was born. And every day I had, I don't know what to do when they had to scrape you. And every that day that had to happen. And if I hadn't had a nurse right there, I never could have made it. Because he gave me this blood poison. And after he knew he had given it to me, I was in bed. I was suffering terribly. And I heard the footsteps up the steps, and there was a doctor. He couldn't hardly make it himself. And he came to see how I was. And he told me what had happened. So I think he paid the hospital. Did I go to the hospital? No. I think he had to pay the nurse, I think, because he was the cause of my illness. And that was when Tom was born. That was my second child. He was born a year or so, or a few days.